Mainstream country music has been dominated by men in cowboy hats for a long time now, even with the crossover success of stars like Taylor Swift. Some industry watchers think 2013 will go down as the year a new batch of young women emerge big time. To explain the latest trend in country music and bring us a sampling of some of those sounds, we turn to NPR's music critic, Ann Powers. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Renee.
So why don't you begin by explaining what you might call the voice of these new female musicians, what they're bringing that's different to country music?
Renee, as you know, there's always been amazing women working in country music, from the Carter family to Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, all the way up to the Dixie Chicks, and more recently, Taylor Swift and Miranda Lambert. But this year, there's been such a strong return to that gritty, honest, and very classic country sound that really looks at the lives of young women in small towns or suburban America who really are the main audience for country music.
Well, one of these new artists is Holly Williams. She's Hank Williams' granddaughter. Tell us about her.
She made a couple of records that were more commercial, more mainstream, but now she's returned with this album called The Highway, and this album is just gorgeous, like this song, Given Up, which is about a wife and mother who just can't kick her addictions.
We're only human, and we can't change somebody's will to leave their ways. Well, the doctor said you'd die if you had another drink.
Well, okay, Holly Williams. Another artist you recommend is Caitlin Rose, and I gather she grew up in the music business herself.
Caitlin Rose's mom has written songs for Taylor Swift. Her dad is also in the country music industry. She has a different sound than Holly Williams. It's more kind of vintage, and it's part of a change that's happening in Nashville itself, which is this company town is becoming more and more eclectic. Caitlin Rose reminds me a lot of early country artists like Patsy Cline with that country-politan sound. And here's one of my favorite of her songs. It's called Pink Champagne.
Here's to you. Here's to me. And may we always feel the same. Let's drink ourselves another glass of pink champagne.
So a little bit, as you said, a little vintage there. So in this year of country women, I bet there's at least one more up-and-coming star that you find intriguing.
Oh, Renee, I have so many, but I want to share a scoop with everyone today. I'm really excited about this singer-songwriter whose name is Brandi Clark. She's part of this group of women, including Miranda Lambert and Kacey Musgraves. They often work together, and her own songs and voice, I think, are some of the most clear-eyed and tough-minded of the new country artists. She just has a no BS attitude about representing life, and I love it.
The judge said we're gonna have to stop at the party of the second part, 'cause the party of the second part was MIA. He was getting drunk just like the day before, the day she got divorced.
That's The Day She Got Divorced, a great description of what it's like when a marriage falls apart, written by Brandi Clark, was recorded once by Reba McEntire, but you hear Brandi's own beautiful voice in that version.
Now that we've spent some time hearing and talking about these new female country music stars, what about a veteran, someone that you think is especially exciting this year?
I think there's no greater evidence that women in country are in a renaissance moment right now than the new album Spitfire by Leanne Rimes.
If I were to untie my tongue, I could use it like a whipping, watch you run.
Leanne Rimes, formerly a child star, recently fought her for the tabloids with her marital problems, but this new record, Spitfire, it's deep, it's intimate, it has an amazing sound. It's just an excellent record. And Leanne Rimes coming out on top, that's a beautiful mid-year capper to this Women in Country Music year.
Anne, thanks a lot for sharing all that music with us.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Ann Powers is NPR's music critic. She joined us from member station WUAL in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You make me wanna spit by. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.